Chevy. You can bring up whatever you would like at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Enjoy again, freetalklive.com. With you here tonight, it is Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. You may also Skype us. The username on Skype to connect to is lrn.fm. So connect with us in whatever way fits you the best. Now, I spent most of my day, much to Mark's chagrin, going to a political event. Not because I was particularly attracted to said political event, but because there was a good chance that it would be relatively well attended and that there's this politician named Kelly Ayotte. She's the former Attorney General of New Hampshire, now moved on to become a U.S. Senator from New Hampshire. She was going to actually be there and grace the little people with her presence so they could listen to her blather on for at least a half an hour, maybe 40 minutes, and then take a few carefully preselected questions. So I wanted to attend this event, and myself, Daryl Perry from FPP.cc, as well as a couple of other local activists, went down and we carpooled down there. So this lady used to be Attorney General, which means that she was enforcing the war on drugs. And she essentially, that's the top cop in New Hampshire. That's her job, or that was her job. Now she's the Senate. So went to this event, and sure enough, they were taking questions, pre-written questions on little sheets of paper.
Yeah, they've got good systems for making sure that you don't make their politician look bad.
Yeah, exactly. So
they can't stay up the cameras, they can't make the recording, but they can select the questions.
Right, and apparently there was some hubbub at a previous, because she's been to a couple of these in other parts of New Hampshire, so there's been some hubbub at the last one over them allegedly allowing Democrats in with signs, but not allowing Republicans in with signs. I don't know what level of truth there are to those claims.
Or... Yeah, I did hear about that. Basically, some Republicans brought signs. They were said, oh, we're not allowing signs in this event. And so they said, okay, and they put their signs away. Then after they made their way in, they said there was people in there with signs who, of course, weren't signs that agreed with them. But
yeah. I mean, I have no reason to disbelieve them, but I wasn't there, so I can't really speak to that. I know that at this event, there were no signs supposedly allowed, and one lady did get a 8.5 by 11 sheet of size kind of sign in there, which isn't really a sign in my opinion, but that I guess they... I don't know if she was... I don't think she was removed, but there was some sort of hubbub over her. I wasn't there for that portion of it because most of the time I spent outside the town hall. It was a place called Fitzwilliam. I guess there were a few hundred
thriving
people.
Thriving metropolis of Fitzwilliam.
Well, I would guess it was thriving in this particular case. There were cars all up and down the road. It was very, very well attended. It was standing room only, basically, in this. Now, there were a lot of kind of empty seats, so some people could have sat down, but had everyone who was standing up gone ahead and sat down, the whole place would have been filled. So it still probably would have been standing room only. And so very well-attended event. Some would say it was because of all of the controversy from the previous one, the one that was last night in a different location, where apparently the people who were upset about the sign conflict had asked their supporters to come out to this particular event. But again, I didn't see any concerted effort by anyone to actually bring signs inside the building. So it was kind of funny reading this release. It was from a website called Granite Grok. And this is supposed to be, I guess, a righty blog site in New Hampshire.
It's righty slash libertarian.
Okay, maybe there's some libertarian-minded people on there. But it tends to have the... It tends to have the, I guess, view as far as what the public thinks about it as a writing blog.
Yeah.
They definitely lean that that direction. And so it was kind of funny reading their blog post where they were talking about, well, normally we don't advocate civil disobedience, but in this instance...
as soon as it benefits them.
Yeah, exactly. So that was amusing. But I didn't see anyone doing any civil disobedience today. No one was
civil
willing to.
Civil disobedience such that it is.
of bringing a sign into the event. So I was actually outside. Again, most people, when they arrived, pretty much went straight inside. I stayed outside. I wanted to get some B-roll of, you know, people going in and shoot the different things that were out there, because I just have so much free time and I can edit together. I don't have a lot of free time, but there's a lot of footage I got today, a lot of interviews with, like, protester types. I got some lefties and some righties talking to both of them. And I actually got to Bird Dog, the candidate, or not the candidate, I guess she's not a candidate, she's elected, but the politician in this particular case. She pulled up, and I noticed she was getting out of her car. I actually didn't notice her pull in, but I noticed the sheriff going over to the parking lot, and I saw him heading over towards this car, and then she started to get out. So I walked over there, knowing that there was no... Well, actually, I hadn't gone in at this point yet to see that there was a submission process for questions. But knowing I'd likely not get called on anyway inside the room, I decided to go and confront her with an ambush question.
So this was outside, like along the side of the road?
It's actually, there was we're at Town Hall, so she had pulled off of the road into a little parking lot next to Town Hall.
Okay.
So, and it was funny, too, because they positioned her car. She parked across the spaces, so perpendicular to the spaces. So she was actually parked in two parking spaces.
That's the one that people always get angry about and then take pictures and leave little notes on the windshield, because it's just absurd.
Yeah, and there was parking was at a premium in this particular location because there were hundreds of people attending this event, and it's just a town hall.
Well,
there was a couple hundred seats.
When royalty arrives, you know, they must be...
That's really the truth. I mean, she's essentially a duchess of our time.
Well, she didn't have a particularly big security contingent. It was the sheriff, the top sheriff in the county, Eli Rivera, and then there was some local cop from Fitzwilliam there, and maybe one other guy who was out of uniform, but not a particularly large security contingent. I'm going to give you the audio from that particular bird dogging, because it kind of has a little bit of a cop block element to it as well, so there's something to take away. There's more to take away than being ignored by a politician, which is, you know, basically what happens here.
Good afternoon, Ms. Ayotte. Thanks for supporting gun rights. But won't you also support the rights of people to own property like plants and chemicals, Ms. Ayotte?
He's walking away at this point.
Not all property. How do you feel about that, DeSalvo?
So at this point, DeSalvo is the local cop who was running interference for me. So I had walked up pretty close to her car.
Running interference against you.
Thank you. For her. She was running interference. He was running interference for her. So I'd walked up pretty close to her car and was kind of following her, tracking her.
I believe is the basketball term. Is that right?
Don't ask me.
Okay, there you go. I was the only person he was defending against, so it was pretty easy for him. He's a pretty big guy. But he basically blocks me from going up this ramp, because I had been tracking with her as she crossed the parking lot, and then he blocks me from going up the ramp after her as she's walking up with her other two guards up this ramp, and that's when I was asking her the question. So she definitely heard the question, even though she was kind of chit-chatting a little bit with her guards. And so that's why I just decided to ask DeSalvo the question after, you know, she's ignored
property.
Me.
How do you feel about that, DeSalvo?
All right, if you want to just head around to the front, that'd be great.
Okay, just asking you some questions.
Now, by the way, even though I said okay, I didn't actually head around to the front.
How do you feel about the right?
Here we go.
How do you feel about
that? Was more like an acknowledgement of what he said.
How do you feel about the right to own property? You support that, I imagine, right?
We're just standing there.
Go around front. You need to go around front.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were just asking.
Okay, so he was just asking, right? Like, here.
How do you feel about the right to own property? You support that?
That's not it.
Okay, just asking you some questions.
If you want to just head around to the front, that'd be great.
Okay, if you want to just head around to the front, that'd be great. No, that's not an order.
That does not sound like an order to me.
So
I'm asking you to go around front.
Okay, I appreciate it.
But I don't want to.
He just said he was asking.
You need to go around front.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were just asking.
So here he says you need to go around front.
Go around front. You need to go around front.
Go around front. You need to go around front. Because I just stood there and kept talking to him at that point. And so that's when I clarified with
him. You're asking him to go
around front. Okay, I appreciate you asking.
He did clarify that.
I'm going to stay here because I'm pretty comfortable.
Okay.
How are you feeling today?
Good. You?
Good.
Good.
It's a beautiful day to be outside.
It is.
So.
You are quite a conversationalist. You got this guy wrapped around your little finger, buddy.
Any thoughts on what Ms. Ayotte's going to be saying in there?
No. Don't.
You're probably a gun guy, right?
Uh-huh.
That's his only answer. As he goes up and looks to see if she's still there.
And then little kids could just play cops and Ian, you know?
All right, more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. You can't pepper him always with hard questions. Sometimes it's nice to talk about the weather. More coming up.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, take control, toll free, 855-450. free. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you on the site. We've got archives that go back all the way to late 2006. You can click and download. And there's more than just archives available to you, though. You can go and get episodes of the Edgington Post, which is an interview series that Mark does every now and then, at least once a week, typically.
Did one today.
Yep, that's right. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and you can find those there, as well as all the Free Talk Live archives you could possibly imagine downloading, all for free. So go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and if you find something that you want to share with other friends of yours, you can just click the share button on whatever episode is your favorite, and that'll make it easy to share on Facebook or Twitter or wherever it is that that you spend time online. So once again, go to freetalklive.com and grab some archives. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up, and it's going to be here before you know it, as in the next 6 weeks, something like
it's
that.
It's next month. It's next month. We're in May. It's in June.
And as soon as June hits, it's crunch time. I mean, you got to check your camping list, make sure you got everything together. If you don't have a camping list, I recommend one, because you don't want to end up going to the local store at last minute to try to pick up last-minute items and get gouged, basically. But it's a great time. You're going to be around hundreds, probably over 1,000, maybe 1,500, we're told by the organizers. You're going to be around a bunch of liberty-minded folks, people who span the gamut all the way from minarchist types, smaller government people, to the folks like me that don't see any value in any kind of coercive state. So it's going to be a nice variety of people. Lots of discussions will be had around campfires or maybe at panels that will be present. Lots of different speakers, Dr. Mary Ruart, Lou Rockwell, David Friedman. These are huge names in the liberty world.
Sure.
And not just big names, but little names, too. I'm giving a class, actually, on Tuesday.
Really?
Yes.
What kind of class?
I'm doing a graphic design crash course.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I've been a professional designer for 10 years, so I decided to, offer something that was be of value to people in the regular world as well as in the liberty world. So, give
is
you some...
Do you have to pay to get into
class? No, my class is totally free.
Because some things at Porkfest cost extra. Not much, but
not
some
much.
Things, there's like a gun building class.
Yeah,
you actually build a firearm.
Yeah, but you're paying...
No,
you
don't build a firearm. A firearm is a legal term. You build a black powder musket type
build
thing.
Build a gun.
Right.
And that's
what you're
cool.
paying for the parts,
but, yeah,
essentially.
For
yeah. So that does cost more. But no, my class doesn't cost anything.
Cool. You show
attend.
Up for it. When's that going to be?
It's going to be on Tuesday. I don't remember the time.
It's
and
a
the
good
time,
reason
time
to be there
change.
Early in the week. And the schedule is already filling out over at porkfest.com. That's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, porcfest.com. You can already see a lot of the activities that are going on. I don't know if it's completely filled out yet, but it's getting darn close.
Yeah, I mean, we're adding stuff all the time, so because I'm helping the organizers a little bit.
Because you are the designer of the website.
Yeah, I did the website, right. So, they're adding new stuff all the time, and it's just an amazing lineup. And there's going to be stuff going on all week. I definitely recommend going out for the whole week. It's just going to be a blast.
Did I hear correctly that the pre-sale price of $50 for the ticket, and that's for the whole week, that $50 is over as of June 1st?
That might be the case. I don't remember what day they have set where they're going to stop selling tickets. But at some point, they're going to stop selling pre-sale tickets, and you'll just have to purchase at Porkfest. And if you wait to purchase at Porkfest, you're going to pay $75 for that week-long ticket. So,
which is still worth it.
Oh, I mean, it's an amazing deal at $75, but you can get it right now for $50, so you just get it now.
And you can do that at porkfest.com. So we're going to be there broadcasting live. A lot of other great shows are going to be live from that particular location. And, of course, that's always a lot of fun, and not to mention all the food that's cooked there on site by a variety of different vendors. The Agora Alley, which is like an open market of pretty much anything that you might be able to be interested in.
I usually don't even bring much food. I bring a little bit.
You can totally get away with it. I like a little bit of snack in case it's like a late night or something like that.
Yeah, I bring a few things, but mostly, I mean, you can buy all your meals there, which is very convenient for people like me that don't want to cook.
Yeah, in the old days, this is the 10th Porkfest, by the way. In the old days of Porkfest, you had to go places to get meals. If you didn't bring enough stuff with you, you might end up finding yourself at a local restaurant or something like that. Not that that's a bad thing, but it takes you off the Porkfest side. It takes some time to get there, and it's nice to just be able to walk off the campsite and go grab some breakfast. like from another person's campsite that's set up to cook breakfast for people.
Yeah,
so.
There will be lots of options, so I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's just going to be spectacular.
Yep, and it's the 10th one, so they're really going all out as far as the speakers, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So please go to porkfest.com, get registered, and we will see you there. It is June 17th through the 23rd, if I'm recalling correctly. So looking forward to it. Now, we're talking about my experience at this event today, a political event, which was well attended for some politician named Kelly Ayotte to just blather on for a while in front of an audience about how great she is and how bad D.C. and the Republicans and Democrats, and more so the Democrats because she's a Republican, are. But she did try to distance herself on the Republican from the Republicans on a couple of different things during the questioning. There were some interesting interviews I conducted. I'm not going to play most of those on the air, but I'm going to put them probably over at freekeen.com later on. But one of them was with a police officer that I'd never met before, and he was working the door, and he was the guy who was actually doing the searches at the front door of people's bags who were going in. Now, the thing is, I didn't get searched. I had a backpack on that could have had who knows what in it, and I didn't get searched going into this place. But when I was coming out, because I went in a couple times to kind of just scope out the scene, and when I was coming out, I encountered a guy having his bag searched, and I thought, wow, that was kind of a surprise because it didn't happen to me, so I figured it wasn't happening to anyone. And sure enough, this guy's getting his bag searched.
If you're going to search a bag with a room full of people, Ian's is the first one you want to search.
That's the whole reason they got the search guy there. Ian's coming.
No, so I actually...
I mean, the cop that was blocking for AI should have just gone through Ian's bag, turn around.
I actually pointed out to the guy who was being searched that, hey, I didn't get searched, just to let you know. And the guy at the door, the police officer, says, oh, well, he said something like, oh, I was told you were the press, and we're not searching the press. So apparently, all you have to do is be toting a video camera, and then you're the press. Either that or they knew who I was, and they do tend to know who I am, even when I don't know who they are.
Notorious.
Yeah. And so
infamous.
That means more than famous.
It means in this case just an a-hole.
Oh, that's nice, Mark. I was there trying to hold politicians accountable, and that makes me an a-hole.
Really? Because Kelly Ayotte, who stood up against the online sales tax and has protected people.
Did
freedoms.
I compliment the lady?
You
yes,
did.
I did. I complimented the lady before I asked
politicians,
her a question.
They're all 50% garbage. I mean, I don't
sure,
know,
she's a liar. Just
exactly
like everybody else.
What did you do to hold this lady accountable?
I asked her a question on video.
Thank you so much. My freedom has been saved. You know what? Your time would have been better spent here making telephone calls to radio stations.
You need
in
to
order
leave
to get
me
the
hell
loudest
alone.
Voice
Mark,
of freedom.
Mark is like a broken record. Work. Do yeah. work and make me more money.
I do lots of work for this show. And I'm sick
Where
of
were
hearing
you yesterday?
That. I'm sick of hearing in the office all day. Sick of hearing that from you, frankly. And the fact that I went out to this event allowed me to meet somebody who had the town of Winchester take $300,000 worth of equipment from him over a zoning ordinance violation. I got to hear that guy's story.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. BensDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and do enjoy all the features that we share with you on the website, once again, freetalklive.com. And if you would like to support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can buy whatever you're looking for. It's Amazon. You click into the Amazon link of your choice and get whatever you've been looking to buy. They've got groceries. They've got electronics. They've got DVDs, video games, books, huge selection of products. And you can get them at the regular Amazon, great prices, the free Super Saver shipping deals. Julia, I guess, just signed up for this Amazon Prime thing, which if you shop there more than a few times a year is pretty much worth it from what I can tell. It's like $80 for a whole year, and basically you get free two-day shipping on everything that you ever buy.
Don't you also get like a basically like a Netflix type of...
Yeah, and you get access to their
Netflix,
video streaming.
But something like that.
Amazon video streaming or whatever they call it. So I had never really looked into that before, but it seems like it's a pretty good deal. Although a lot of things have free Super Saver shipping on Amazon, but this is two-day, and it is included in, you know, the cost of just regular purchase if you buy this Amazon Prime thing. So go. If you like Amazon, go shopping through us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com.
And check out freedomsphoenix.com. It's a news aggregation site for those who, are friendly with the liberty mindset. And it's on all kinds of things. It's not just sort of liberty-oriented news, but the economy, technology, communications, the rise of the police state. I'm looking at it right now, and there's three articles here. Mitsubishi working on a wireless remote charging for electric cars. Qualcomm proposes a cell phone network by the people, for the people. Very interesting. I did read that article. Scientists 3D print a bionic ear with help from a high school kid. Great story, is it? Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com.
So I'm in a conversation at this political event today where a Senator Kelly Ayotte was speaking. And rather than sit inside and just watch this woman blather on for a half an hour before taking a few questions, I decided I wanted to stay outside. In fact, Daryl Perry was inside, and he recorded the whole thing. So we had enough activists there with cameras to get coverage fully inside and get coverage outside as well of some of the interesting characters that were around. And I'll post videos of that later on over at freekeen.com when I finally get a chance to encode them all and upload them all.
It's a nice option when you have somebody else that has a camera with you.
Yep.
You don't have to worry about being everywhere at once because Daryl was inside with the camera. You knew that, so you could stay outside and get some extra footage.
Yep. And then there wasn't really any coordination on that point. I just didn't want to stay inside. And he was, so it just worked out that way. And so I was talking with this cop out front from the town of Troy, or Fitzroy. So a nearby town, they brought him in, and he was working the door, checking people's bags, and we had a pleasant conversation. I don't recall meeting him previously. Maybe I have, maybe I haven't, but I don't think so. And we talked about a variety of different issues. And at one point, he kind of got on this typical kick from this line of thinking that is very common amongst people inside the system, people who work for the state or who are very, very closely tied to the state in some way. He got to the critique of, well, you know, I agree with a lot of the things you stand for, but the way you go about it, blah, blah, blah. Specifically talking about civil disobedience. And he didn't like that, you know, the idea of civil disobedience. So I decided to ask him a question about civil disobedience.
This was the guy shaking down bags,
this
right?
is the guy shaking down bags at the front door of this event.
I don't know if civil disobedience is the way to go about doing it. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Would there be an issue that would push you over the edge? What if you were ordered... This is never going to happen in New Hampshire. But what if you were ordered to to confiscate firearms from people?
That is something that we've all talked about that.
Like door to door.
I mean, officers and I have talked about it. It's like, I don't think that could ever happen.
I don't think it could in New Hampshire either. But we know it's happened in other places, like Louisiana after Hurricane Katrina.
I'm not aware of that.
Oh, yeah. There's video online, ABC News. They actually had California Highway Patrol had come out to Louisiana. They had, in addition to that, of course, you know, your sheriffs and all those people, but also the National Guard, and they're going house to house, taking people's guns from them. Mm-hmm. Even, you know, licensed gun owners were having their guns stripped from them. It was pretty ridiculous.
See, I don't think that would ever happen here.
Right. What would you do, though, if you were ordered to do that? It's conflict, right?
It's a good question.
He has a real tough time really looking at that, and you can see him, he's kind of looking off in the video, and his eyes
are darting back
and forth.
He doesn't want to agree that he would do civil disobedience. And
right.
So the only answer that he can give to sort of stick with his shtick is, I wouldn't do that, but you have him cornered.
Yeah,
you have him cornered on the civil disobedience. He's made the claim, civil disobedience bad, anti-gun laws bad. So now he's stuck between a rock and a hard place.
It's interesting to watch. We're watching the video here in the studio. And, I mean, the guy just comes across on this video as just a genuinely good guy,
so.
You know, very nice and friendly guy. And he seems, especially by the way he's reacting to your questions, very honest.
I think so, too.
Affable.
That was the impression I got from him.
I've lived in New Hampshire all my life.
Right.
And grew up with guns.
Guns are part of New Hampshire. I mean, absolutely.
Right. And we just need to get them out of the hands of the people that aren't mentally should have them.
Or that's whoever we say.
That's my big issue is that no matter what kind of criminal background you got, it's the mental issues that fall that are involved.
Would that be an order that you would say no to?
I probably would.
Mm-hmm.
I probably, you know, I, to be honest,
even if you lose your job.
That's where he has a real tough time.
I guess
you can see the pain a little
it's
bit
painful.
On his face.
He is.
He wants to be honest. He is not. He's not like joking around. He is not trying to evade you. He's having an honest conversation with you, and it's a very interesting video to watch.
Yeah, this is only a segment of this video. It's a full 10-minute long video. I jumped almost to the end of this video.
That would be a civil disobedience at that point.
You could argue that it's obedience to the Constitution, because that would be you as an individual interpreting what you think the Constitution means, the right to bear arms. That could be you saying, well, this is my interpretation of what people's rights should be, and I'm not going to violate people.
So I kind of gave him an out there, because I had, cornered him and got him to admit that he would engage in what he considered to be civil disobedience, and that is to say no to the order, that theoretical order, to confiscate people's firearms. Because to him, and this is pretty common with at least New Hampshire cops, these guys do understand the right to bear arms, and they do appreciate it generally. Obviously, he had his caveat there with mentally deranged people or whatever. But
I think that most people feel that way. I feel that way, but I don't know. I don't trust the state.
Who decides?
Right.
Right. Yes.
That's the thing. I mean, I think we've all met somebody in our life who is completely incapable of possessing a firearm in a responsible fashion. And, the Constitution is even clear about two-year-olds. There's a recent case with a five-year-old with a gun that shot his two-year-old sister. It's like two days old or something.
Oh, really?
This is with a
Where
gun.
Was this?
I don't know.
Is it New Hampshire?
No, it's not New Hampshire. This is with a gun that's was designed for children. I can look the story up if you'd like.
A gun designed for children?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's sized for kids, has multicolored stocks.
Wow.
And things.
I've never heard about that before.
Yep, I'll get the story for you here shortly, but it's a fascinating story. Huh. Now, somebody.
So this 5-year old was his parents considered him responsible enough to have his own gun, or did he get his hands on the gun through other means?
As far as I know, his parents got the gun for him. I don't know the specifics of the story.
Wow, that's mind blowing.
But. Let's understand that there's a difference between a child having a gun. Like, if we go out with, the child and daddy are going out to shoot. Here's the gun. Now shoot. Now give me the gun back.
That's how it worked with me and my family.
That's how it started with mine, too.
Yeah, I mean, that seems very, very reasonable. I think that's how it works for most young people that shoot. That's how it worked for me. My dad had guns, and he, let's go, come on outside if you want.
Yeah, it was like age 8 or something like that.
And 5 seems early to me, but, if as long as it's done in a responsible fashion, but to say, here's your gun, take care of it, and don't shoot your sister dead.
Well, anyway, that was an excerpt from my interview with this particular officer. There's more to it, obviously, but I agree with your assessment, Marcus. He's honest and really thinking about the questions that I asked him.
Yeah, so, it seems like a guy I'd want to have as a cop in my town.
More coming up, 855-450-FREE. You take control.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door, and we're in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EasyArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EasyArmor costs, and I installed EasyArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like at 855-450-FREE. Still to come here tonight, we've got a story that both Marcus and Mark had picked out independently of one another, and that is a felony charge, apparently, for a teenager's science experiment. We'll find out what that's all about coming up here later on. 855-450-FREE would be the toll-free number for you. Also, you can connect with us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. So we'll take your Skype calls. I'm just kind of recounting some of the things that happened to me, some highlights from what went on today at a political event where a politician was speaking to a fairly loud, large crowd, hundreds of people, coming out basically in the middle of a work day. Of course, they were mostly elderly, but they were coming out to view this particular event. Not everyone was there in favor of this particular politician. There were some protesters that were there, and I did get interviews with some of them. I got interviews with lefty protesters and righty protesters. I'm not going to play any of that audio on the air because I don't have anything queued up or ready to go. Basically, I'm flying by the seat of my pants as far as playing audio on the show here tonight. So I spent all day there, came back here, and have barely had time to do anything since then. So be on the lookout for more videos from this experience. But there was one particular encounter I had that also I recorded with one guy who was actually the guy who was having his bag searched as I was leaving at one point. And he, I guess, recognized me from freekeen.com, and he wanted to tell me his story. And his story was, in a nutshell, that the town of Winchester, which is a town in Cheshire County nearby where we live in Keene, it actually has tax rates about as bad as Keene, The town is notorious for being corrupt. Of course, all towns are corrupt.
It also has some notoriety for inbreeding.
It's just south of Keene, and they have hold the pickle festival.
That's right. You went to the pickle festival yes. there. So this guy has a couple pieces of property. He's got a home, and he has a commercial property in town. Apparently, the town of Winchester wanted his commercial property, or a good chunk of it, to put parking in. So for downtown parking, it's literally right off the center of Winchester. And so they had allegedly wanted this property. He was not going to give it to them for this purpose, although he said he made some concessions to them and
wasn't good enough for them, I guess. So they decided that they were just going to begin the motions to just go ahead and take what they want. And they put liens against his property. They enjoined him. I'm not sure exactly what that means, and his wife, but like somehow, you know, holding him responsible. Anyway, basically what they did was they came after him for town ordinance violation.
Anything they can come up with.
Junk on the property.
Sure.
So
condemn the property.
Yep. So we're going to say you've got junk on the property. That's going to give you a bunch of fines, and then we're just going to lien your property and then eventually take it from you.
You own stuff, and you own property. Your stuff is on your property. That's illegal.
Right. And the guy has been in business as a machine shop operator or something like that for a long time.
He's probably got lots of machinery around.
Exactly.
And metal things.
He's collected a lot of stuff, and maybe he's a little bit of a pack rat. I don't know. I did go to his property, actually. He told us that we could go there to check it out. He showed me some pictures of a lot of the equipment that he had that was taken from him. And so I did. After we left this political event, went straight to Winchester, drove across, you know, 15 miles to Winchester and went to this guy's property. And sure enough, man, they cleaned out this dude's front yard area that, you know, in theory would have been a parking area, but he had a variety of different equipment out there. It was all gone. So what he told us, or he told me, was that they'd taken $300,000 worth of various different machinery and equipment from off of his property. And then they proceeded to sell it for scrap. He said they didn't even realize the value of the machinery that they had taken. And he pointed to some of this stuff in the pictures that he was showing me, saying, well, you know, telling me what it was. And, you know, I asked him, well, is it operable? Is it working? And not that that matters. If you want to keep junk on your property, I don't care. It's none of my business. But, you know, just asking him. And he said the stuff was working. So this was operable equipment that he had been storing there for whatever purposes. Some of it was actually there to do some repairs on his home, because he was actually in the process of trying to get a permit from the town in order to do repairs on an extension on his home. He had purchased products, construction materials for that purpose. They took pallets of construction material from him in this particular raid.
Wow.
So he's not able to complete the part of the property that he was trying to complete. I mean, just a quagmire, just a mess, just an awful situation where they took this guy's stuff. They've still liened his property, so if he tries to go and sell it, he won't be able to sell it to anybody. And it's horrible. And the thing is, he's not the only one. Down in this town, there's another person who's being gone after by the town in the court system because of alleged junk on the property.
You know, it's so sad because these government people, it's just a small group of people, and they run the place, man.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't like you, they don't like the way you're keeping your property, they're going to come after you.
Well, they just want your property.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
I mean,
they just want... Find, make up whatever reason, like, oh, well, you have stuff on your property. It's illegal to have stuff on your property.
And what a surprise, his wife is divorcing him now throughout this, you know, because
stress.
This is a stressful process, and he's probably not doing everything that, you know, the way she would want him to do it, for instance. And it was just terrible. So that story I got this afternoon, and Mark, that was because I went to this, and you tried to tell me, well, you need to stay and make radio station calls. How about you just butt out and let me go and do what I think is important?
You will never answer
Thanks
my question,
so
though, is which does more for liberty? Like, you know, going and chasing around these
There's
scissors.
No way to measure that, Mark,
true.
Because you don't know what me putting video of this guy telling me his horrible story online is going to do to maybe wake somebody up to what the government actually is, which is a criminal gang. And by the way, when we went down to his property to kind of scope it out, there was a house across the street. There was a church across the street and a house across the street, and that's it. So I went, didn't look like anyone was at the church. So I went over across the street to the property. There were some cars there and like beware of dog sign. So I called out and asked if anybody was home. And a lady comes to the window, and I was not recording because I don't like to make people uncomfortable with that. I always like to ask folks, unless they're politicians or cops, I like to ask them if I can record them. And this lady did not want to be recorded, but she was willing to answer a couple questions. You know, she'd been living there for a little while, and I basically asked her if she had any issues with the guy across the street as far as him having stuff out in his yard. And she said she didn't care. And then another guy was coming back to that same house. It was like a duplex or something. He had a dog with him, and I asked him if he wanted to be recorded. He did not, but he was also willing to answer some questions. So I asked him similar questions, and he kind of said that, you know, he can understand that there's going too far with having junk on your property, but ultimately it should be up to the landlord to decide, is what he told me, not necessarily the town
so,
government.
I mean,
and he also said he'd never complain, and he'd lived there for years, and, you know, it was no big deal.
It seems like the most reasonable thing that you would expect someone to say. Like, you might say, like, yeah, you know, I'm not crazy about all the junk he's got out there. But it's his property. He can do with it whatever he wants.
Yeah, and he said he didn't complain. So, again, it was clearly
somebody's always got an opinion about somebody else's property.
Oh, sure.
But the problem is that when you start allowing people to have opinions about other people's property, like you make their opinion matter, then the logical conclusion is places like where we came from, Ian. Now, I've heard stories of people on Longboat Key that had to get building permits to change carpet in their house.
Inside, yeah.
In their house. You want to change out the countertop in your house? You need a permit.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I mean,
unbelievable.
You know, other than, as I understand it, even painting rooms could be an issue.
Yeah.
If you put up wallpaper, I can't remember. But the stories were so utterly outrageous.
It gets to a point where you just step back and you realize that none of it makes sense. You know, it's all just paying somebody you don't know for permission to do what you naturally have the right to do.
Yeah, and I think people should not ask permission. I think that they should just go ahead and do what they want to do as far as what their property is. And I think you can get away with that more in New Hampshire than you can in other places. I did not ask anyone's permission to put a whole new roof on this house, and code enforcement didn't mess with me on that one. Now, they've messed with me on some petty crap like having a sign out in the lawn. They've messed with me over a number of things, but they didn't on putting a whole new roof on. And I can tell you, in Sarasota, Florida, that wouldn't fly.
No, it'd have been a real problem.
Right. Yeah. So things are different here in New Hampshire. They are better in a lot of ways already. There's problems, but we can work on that together when we get enough people here as part of the Free State Project to get active and to roll back these terrible government infringements on people's liberties. And maybe there won't be as many horrifying cases like this poor guy that I talked to today. And again, I've got video of it. It'll go up at freekeen.com later, probably sometime within the next, I don't know, day or two. And you can hear the details of his story because it's absolutely horrible. I mean, this guy's life has been absolutely ruined because somebody in the town decided that they didn't like him, you know, that he wasn't playing ball by their corrupt rules.
The king didn't like his lawn.
So that's my recap from the day. I got lots of footage, and there's a lot more detail there. But more coming up with the teenager charged with a felony over her science experiment. We'll share that with you next.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com. Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.